Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
All right, guys, here we are, last break of the day on this Tuesday. It's been a great day. It's been a good day. Thank you, guys. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We appreciate
what a day.
You.
What a day.
Appreciate you. Yeah.
Hey, you know something? In my closing remarks, I'm going to share with you something I've had to learn.
Okay.
You know, I decided last year that I was going to trust in God's timing. And in making the decision to trust in God's timing, what I was doing was I was saying, I know that I have a plan and I know I have goals and aspirations, but I want it to be done as long as it's in line with God's will. So I made that a mission in 2024, and I was doing really well with that for a while. But I hit a spot where I really wanted something to happen immediate. Now, I want you to know something. That immediately that I wanted it to happen was back in September. It's almost the end of January now, and it still hasn't happened. But remember now, I had resigned myself to trust in God's timing. Anytime you attempt to do better or become better or become more faithful, there's going to be a test to see if you really are committed to that. And I got to tell you something. I'm being tested right now. You may be under the same test. So what I'm learning and what I'm sharing with you right now is stay the course. What I've learned about trusting in God's timing is I've really learned that his timing and my timing ain't ever the same. That's been the tough one for me. Because I've sat up here and said, you know what, God, it just seemed to me like it was going to happen. You come on and make this happen because you see me down here and I'm struggling a bit with this whole thing. And you know what? Something just keeps telling me it's just a test of your faith. And keep trusting in my timing, because when I make it happen, it's going to be better than the way you wanted it to happen. But I got to tell you something, y'all. It's hard to do that. And then the devil comes into play, because the devil's mission is to rob you of your destiny. So then here comes the devil. It ain't meant to be. The answer is no. Do something else. Change your plans. Give up. Lose your faith. He ain't listening to you. He don't hear you. And that's the devil's job. And the devil wins so many times, man, because we just get tired of waiting. But if you stay the course, God has never been too late. As trying, as testing as this moment is for me, I'm okay. I'm still healthy. I still keep waking up in the morning. I still got hopes and dreams and aspirations. My blessings are in abundance. I mean, man, if you write down everything God has done for you and everything God is doing for you, it's really overwhelming. Now, I know the thing you want might not be happening at the time you want it to happen. And I know that feeling because it's happening to me now. But don't you know he's coming? Man, but the fact that you still have stuff that you're aiming for, that's a blessing, man. Do you know how many people have just given up, lost hope? Ain't got nothing. If you can wake up and still hope, if you can wake up and still have aspirations, if you can wake up and still want to make it, no matter how it looks, you still want to get there. That's a blessing, y'all. If you are waking up and you still holding on, that's a blessing, y'all. If you are waking up and you have managed somehow to muster the strength to put your clothes on, get out of bed, and go head on anyhow, that's a blessing, y'all. If you have mustered up the strength to put another footstep in front of the other one, that's a blessing, y'all. Don't let the devil fool you. You're doing the things that's necessary to make it. And it might not be happening for you right now, but that don't mean it ain't happening. For all you know, and as you've learned in your past, God is in the background making moves on your behalf. Now, the reason it ain't happening right now, because God is working some things out. Because, see, when you ask God for something, you got to remember it ain't just you. It's a whole lot tied to you. It's people that's got to be blessed. It's people that's got to hear it. People that got to co-sign off on it. It's people that's going to benefit from it. And sometimes God holds us up because God saw things you didn't see. God heard conversations you didn't hear. And God got to show somebody. He teaching somebody else a lesson, but he using you to get it done. And the reason he using you, because he know he can trust you. But because he know you got the strength to endure. Because you've shown it to him time and time again. God only uses the strong to make demonstrations to the weak. And God takes you in your weakest moment where you have to then require on him and depend on him 1,000%. And then he show up and he show out. So keep your faith, y'all. No matter how dark or daunting it might seem, keep your head up and keep your faith. Because I promise you, God is working on your behalf. He is, man. He really is. And I'm talking to myself right now because I know he got to be working on my behalf because it's out of my hands. And let me tell you something. When the decision that has to be made is out of your hands and you to turn it over to God, you can't put it in no better hands than his. Keep the faith. Keep moving on. Keep praying and stay prayerful. Stay faithful. God got you. Those are my closing remarks today. Hey, y'all, have a good one. Talk to God today. He would absolutely love to hear from you. I appreciate you saying that one today. I need that one. That one was for me.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.